Welcome to the Retirement Evolved podcast with certified financial fiduciary Adam Bruno.
And here we go. It's been a little while, but we are so happy to be back. It's Adam Bruno, certified financial fiduciary, as always, the one, the only Lauren Trawlson joining me here in our little conference room studio. Lauren, how's it going?
It's going great, Adam. I mean, I am just ready for summer.
Ooh, it gets really hot in the summer here. Yeah. I guess I'm excited, but I'm not that excited. You know, maybe I'll take a trip to somewhere a little bit cooler in the summer. But I know you love the beach and the sun and all that stuff. So more power to you. I don't like the sand between my toes. It's just weird.
So. It's the best.
Yeah. So speaking of summer, we got some things coming up in the area. What do you got for us?
Fringe Fort Myers, presented by Alliance for the Arts and our Broadway Palm Dinner Theater. This is May 30th through June 2nd. It's the newest Fringe Theater Festival in Southwest Florida, and it maintains longstanding Fringe traditions of being 100% uncensored, 100% unjuried, and 100% inclusive. Even better, 100% of the ticket sales go directly to the artists. All this means you're 100% guaranteed to have the single greatest experience of your life. It kicks off May 30th, like I said, with fun and frenetic teaser show with a group performance, having 3 minutes to sell you on their show. How they do that is up to them. Over the next 4 days, they'll play host to 48 performances on three different stages between the Alliance for the Arts and the Broadway Palm. After their final curtain, Fringe Fort Myers will host the Fringe Awards ceremony, celebrating the artists who make Fringe an incredible experience.
Okay, so a couple things there. When they say uncensored, we're not talking like Woodstock uncensored. What are we talking about?
You know, I mean, I think it's up to them. I think that's pretty cool, though. I mean, this is such an artsy event, and there's so many people who do performance art that, you know, the Broadway.
I know you're looking at me. I was a theater major in college, but yes, this is what I like to call shock theater. So it's very well, I don't know if it is or not, but it sounds like it.
Like very avant-garde.
Avant-garde is the friendly way of saying shock theater. Let me get your attention by shocking you.
I figure you were in theater. Your daughter's at Ringling School of the Arts. I mean,
oh no, I'm definitely going to check this out.
Oh yeah, I knew. You would love it.
Yeah. I mean, I mean, even a train wreck, you got to watch once in a while.
I also love that they partnered with the Broadway Palm.
Yes. They're one of our big shout out to the Broadway Palm. That's where we host all of our events. And we wanted to keep it small. We wanted to keep it local. But man, do they do a ferocious job of bringing in the touring companies. The shows are phenomenal. They just do a great job. Also got to give our shout out to Max Asian Kitchen. So if you decide that you want to get some food after this little event, you can't go wrong. I saw they just won like Best of the Golf Shore or something like that.
This is like, I think their third year in a row. Best of the Best, I think it's called.
Golf Shore Life magazine.
Yeah.
Oh, man. And congratulations, Billy. Well-earned, well-deserved. And don't forget our Evolution Roll. Needs to be on the menu sometime soon. Anyway, so I found 12th annual Ding Darling and Doc Ford's Tarpon Tournament. So this is May 9th to May 10th, 12 a.m. to 11:59 p.m. The 12th annual Ding Darling and Doc Ford's Tarpon Tournament, where approximately 50 boats and some of the world's greatest anglers compete for cash prizes. If you didn't know this, an angler is a fisherman, correct? Okay, got it.
That was a question on Jeopardy the other night.
Oh, was it? Was it the final Jeopardy question?
No.
Thank God they'd be letting themselves go if they did that. Mm. Anyway, the J.N. Ding Darling National Wildlife Refuge is the location of the first recorded tarpon caught on rod and reel. So to celebrate the historical moment in Southwest Florida's history of fishing, the Ding Darling Wildlife Society and Doc Ford's began the Ding Darling and Doc Ford's Tarpon Tournament. Ooh. You know, part of it was I just wanted to see if I could get through that.
I know. Ding Darling and Doc Ford's Tarpon Tournament. It's a lot.
And obviously, we are Evolution Retirement Services and Evolution Wealth Management. And Lauren, why don't you give us an idea of what you want to talk about today?
So today I thought we could explore some of the challenges facing baby boomers, since this is like the next 3 years is the biggest retirement. They're the biggest retirement group, baby boomers.
Yeah, it's the biggest surge for sure. It's kind of where you hit right in the middle of where we're going before we start to decline. But holy cow. I mean, it's been this way for about a year now, and it seems like it's more and more of the baby boomers kind of retiring.
Oh yeah, definitely. So I thought today we could help them kind of navigate retirement in the era of IRMA. IRMA is income related monthly adjustment amount. And we talk about this a lot, Adam. in our workshops, but can you kind of break down what IRMA is and how it impacts retirees' Medicare premiums?
I'll tell you what it is. You have done a fantastic job saving and doing a great job in retirement, and your income is high and it's wonderful and you're living the life. So naturally, you're going to have to make up for the people that didn't do such a good job in retirement, which means you're going to pay for them or pay a little bit more. Honestly, though, what it is, it's an additional amount that high income earners, they're required to pay more for their Medicare Part B and the Medicare Part D, which is the prescription drug plan. Obviously, Medicare Part B, everybody has to sign up for. It's kind of the medical insurance. And then what happens is you have the separate insurance that you purchase, either supplement or Advantage plans, and that fills in the gaps that Medicare Part B doesn't cover. So essentially what happens is if your income gets high enough, you're paying 3 to 4 times more than maybe your neighbor's paying just because you had a high income in retirement.
Right. And that's based on your modified adjusted gross income, your MAGI.
Your MAGI.
I liked that.
That is good. That's a technical term. I like
yeah.
that.
Yeah. So basically what we're saying, Adam, is that it affects people that are high income earners. And what do they have to go over number wise to?
Yeah. So you already said it. It's your adjusted gross income plus any tax exempt interest income that you may have. Now, IRMA is going to affect individuals who file taxes as single with a modified adjusted gross income of $103,000. So more than $103,000. So it would need to be like $103,001, right? And if it is one penny, it doesn't matter if it's only one penny, you're over. So if your income as a single person is $103,000, higher than that $103,000 mark, this is where you fall into that IRMA territory. Now, if you're married and you're a couple, you have about $206,000 of room before you find yourself paying more for your Medicare Part
B. Like you said, one penny over, and you'll be subject to these fees.
Yeah, that's one of the problems, right? And then it goes in bands. You know, if you have this income between this amount and this amount, it's this much higher than this amount and this amount, it's even higher. So it kind of goes in bands, kind of like the tax, our tax brackets are set up, you know, as far as the percentages. So it is one penny over and you're paying more.
Yeah, got it. Wow, that's wild.
It's not just wild. It's extremely, you know, I've said it before. All politicians are crooks. You know, we're coming up on this election. All we're hearing about is red, blue, you know, Trump, Biden. They're all crooks. It's the same situation every year. The retirees are the ones who suffer. And isn't it ironic that the biggest part of our voting population comes from, you know, the baby boomers and the retirees and the more older members of society, I'd say anywhere from 50 on, you know, that's where you really start to see the most voters. And those are the ones that they shake down the most, like IRMA, like things like this.
Yes. And so the IRS obviously determines IRMA based on your tax return. And it's from 2 years prior. Is that what I'm understanding?
Right. So if you're going to pay more in 2024, they can look back all the way to 2022 and see what the income was for 2022 and 2023. And this is where a lot of people get into trouble. So if you're 65, right, and you're getting ready to walk away and you've done well the last few years, like everybody does before they walk away, right, they're going to look back 2 years. The problem is your income in 2025 when you retire is going to be much lower. Well, that doesn't matter to them. They're going based on the previous 2 years. So for the first year of retirement, most families see their Medicare Part B significantly higher than what it will be for the rest of their retirement.
And so what's the standard for Medicare Part B premium?
It changes every year.
174.
Yeah, I think this 70. Year it was 174.70, right? Last year was the first year it actually went down in like 10 years. And this year, of course, it's right back up again. But the interesting thing is that's just your Medicare, your base premium, right? So if you didn't know this, Medicare surcharges or IRMA, that increases by 7% every year. So now if you add that in, inflation is around 3.27%. So it's more than double the rate of inflation that the surcharges go up.
That's just criminal. Really is. The IRMA amount varies depending on your income level, like we just talked about. Adam, I love when you say this in our workshops, middle of the road.
Yeah. So I already kind of, we just discussed how the IRMA brackets change too. If you're in a certain amount of income, it depends. It just kind of defines what you're going to pay, how much more you're going to pay. So the middle of the road number of Irma. If we're going up and we're basing it on tiers, the middle of the road tier is $559 per person.
Gosh.
So
per
then,
month.
Yeah. And then you have to add in another $75 for the extra Medicare Part D premium. So you multiply that times two people, I think it's like $16,528.80. Well, good. I'm glad you had that number. $16,528.80. Is that what you said?
Yes.
Wow. Okay. So now you multiply that times the number of years you still have left in retirement. That's a huge amount. And everybody will always say, well, Adam, it's only 1 year. Well, okay. So if you waited until you were 73 or 75, depending on your age, to take your required minimum distribution, which everybody has to take at 73, right? You add up all of your qualified accounts, meaning they've grown tax deferred. And then you divide that by a certain number. That's the amount that you have to take out. Basically, you divide it by the number of years the IRS thinks that you have left to live. So the idea there is once you do that, it's a recipe for disaster because this is money that you didn't want to spend. So now that money is getting added to your income every year. And if that money that gets added to your income pushes you over that limit, you're paying more and more Medicare surcharges every year. So a lot of people like to say, well, it's only 1 year. Well, maybe not. It's depends on what your income looks like. Most people that are successful just kind of forego that RMD. They're not taking anything out of their IRAs or their 401k. So that just means it's snowballing into a bigger amount that you'll eventually have to take out, which gets added to your income, which means that your Medicare could substantially be higher, right? And I hope I didn't put anybody to sleep with that. You're still awake, right?
No, okay. I'm still here. I'm still here. I was just thinking about how many families don't know about this. And, you know, I know that the Social Security Administration sends you a letter to inform you, but I mean, if you don't know, I mean, that's one of the great things about Evolution is we're all about education.
Right. And we're really dialed into all of these changes, right? That's the thing. A lot of other firms will talk about these things and they'll use that as kind of like chum in the water to get you into the office. But what do they really know about it? That's the dangerous part. You know, we see so many, and I can tell you, I go to so many conferences, you know, and I'll talk to another firm, you know, who's in our group or whatever that, you know, we're in that conference with. And they don't even talk about Medicare. One of them actually told me, well, millionaires don't care about Medicare. Well, I beg to differ, sir. I think anybody would care about having to pay more for their Medicare when they shouldn't. And let's back up for a minute to this whole idea of retiring, right? Retiring at 65, and then all of a sudden that first year you're paying more for your Medicare. That doesn't have to happen. There's a form out there called SSA 44 that you fill out and you let the Social Security Administration know, hey, yes, my income was this for the last 2 years, but I'm retiring now and my income is not going to be that high. So that form allows for 8 qualifying life events for you to fill out. Death of a spouse is one that's obviously you might want to look into. Retirement is a big one. That is a qualifying life event. So they should not be charging you more for your Medicare Part B, but they do it anyway. They want you to fill out the form and stop them. I mean, how crazy is that?
Oh, it's wild.
How much money do you think they make just off of that?
Oh, it's got to be
in the millions, right? In the high millions. It's just, think about it. Every single person that isn't aware of that retires that year and they have to pay an extra, you know, $200-$300 for their Medicare.
Oh, yeah.
Come on.
I mean, if you have any of these 8 life-changing events, marriage, divorce, death of a spouse, work reduction, loss of an income property, I mean, there's just a million ways. Retirement, one of those really stuck out for me, which was retirement. Are there limits on how many times you can retire?
No. You had to bring this up.
I did.
So theoretically, if you retire from a position and then they would like you to consult, provided that you can get them to pay you as an independent contractor or 1099 income, you could set up realistically your own corporation, your own S corporation, your own LLC, that kind of thing. When you set that up, they pay the S corporation or the LLC. They don't pay you. Now, what you can do is at the end of that year, if you made a lot of money consulting, you can just stop your LLC or your S corp. You can kind of get rid of it and just say, well, I'm retiring. I'm not doing that consulting anymore. Now, if you want to consult the following year, you start a brand new S corporation. Like there's no limit on the number of times, and then you just rinse and repeat, right? There's no limit on the number of times.
It's a nice little loophole.
It's a loophole, and we're putting it out there on the airwaves now, and it's like, oh man, here we go. But
I know, but it's such a great tool, you know, SSA 44. What a great tool for somebody that's going through one of those life-changing events.
Well, you know, the other thing is that with that SSA 44 form, it's hard to find people that even know about it. You know, that even CPAs, you're challenged to find a CPA that even knows what that form is. And I just feel like it should be talked about a lot more, but it's just one of those things. It just slips through the cracks, just like they hope it will, you know, especially for the retirees. And they're not stupid. They know that retirees aren't, you know, as technologically savvy. And by the way, in defense of the retirees, I'm not either. I mean, you had to turn the button on the podcast thing this morning.
Well, you tried.
I tried.
You were wearing your fancy hat. I wish you guys could see this fancy hat that I'm wearing today.
Full disclosure, I discovered a new hat. And if you know me, you know I'm really into hats. I like my hats. I have just a whole closet that's what I get room in the closet for, is my hats. Everything else is kind of like scrunched into one spot. Kelly has the rest of it. I love you though, honey. I love that you have that much room in your closet. But I discovered this new group called Gorin Brothers, G-O-O-R-I-N. This is not a paid advertisement, but man, do they have some amazing, it's called The Farm, and they have these amazing little, you know, hats that they make. And this one that I'm wearing is called Fancy. And it's called the prom hat, and it's it's a penguin, and then the rest of the hat is designed to look like a tuxedo. So it's got a little purple carnation on it. The buttons for the tuxedo on
very
the bill,
nice.
Yeah. So
very nice.
I wanted to dress my best today for the podcast.
Yes, we're so glad. We're so glad you did.
Well, so getting away from the hats.
I was going to say, to sum it up, Irma, you can avoid this. There are ways to avoid this, and we gave you the magical form SSA 44.
Right.
And, you know,
I think we need to just at least briefly touch on other ways that this can be avoided. First of all, you know, if you can find a way to limit the RMD to keep your income lower, that's going to be huge. Okay. And the way that you do that is possibly doing some Roth conversions or possibly supplementing some of your income sooner with some of that IRA money, because the way that it works is we already know taxes are at a discount, and you've heard me say it a million times. I'm sure people that listen to this are like, oh, here he goes. The reality is we are in a discounted tax environment, because in 2026, when the Trump tax cut sunset, all of those brackets are going up by 3 to 4%. We know that. We know that for sure.
And I believe the highest is 39.6.
39.6. So you just call it 40, right? So,
right.
I mean, if you're going to do anything to plan for the future, and you already know that in effect will have a huge effect on your RMDs in the future. Now, instead of taking out money and saving 4 to 5%, you're going to be spending 4 to 5% more on your RMDs in the future. So a lot of analysts and people like that will come in and they'll say, well, it's only an effective tax rate, or it's this. And my answer to them is always, hey, is it more or is it not more? Right? Let's keep it simple.
Keep it simple. Absolutely.
Are you paying more or are you paying less? Well, it's a little bit more, but based on this, no, it doesn't matter. It's more. People should not have to pay more based on, especially if they're retired, right? I mean, we don't know.
You're both getting the same ambulance.
Yeah.
No one's going in a helicopter because you pay more for Medicare.
All right. I'll tell the story. So if you, if person A and person B each have Medicare Part B, right? Let's just say John and Larry. John and Larry each have Medicare Part B. John pays a little bit more for his Medicare Part B. Well, he pays three times more than Larry pays, right? Larry and John have a heart attack at the same time. Knock on wood, right? Well, we don't really know Larry or John, so it doesn't matter.
Yeah.
Larry and John have a heart attack at the same time. Larry is not going to get a helicopter because he pays more than John, right? I mean, that's just the reality. Everybody gets the same coverage on Medicare Part B. So you're paying way more money and you're not even getting better coverage. That's just the reality of that. So, you know, back to how you can kind of avoid this. One of the steps is maybe spending the IRA money a little bit sooner. Even if you don't need it, you're paying the taxes on it in a lower tax environment. Then you can reinvest it into, you know, like municipal bond ETFs, things that are tax free that are going to help you save.
We always talk about opportunity zones when that comes up as well.
That's designed more for capital gains. Okay. That's where you're going with that, though, is when you sell a property or you liquidate a property or have a liquidation event, all of that money gets added to your adjusted gross income, right? So that's something that could push you into that Medicare Part B threshold. So opportunity zones, that's just a way that you could actually invest in areas that the government has deemed opportunities. And when you invest in an opportunity zone, it puts off all of your capital gains. So 5 years, you get a you get a step up, and then 10 years, it wipes out all of your capital gains. So that's a way that you can kind of control the narrative and not pay the capital gains all at once, which then doesn't get all added to your adjusted gross income. And again, all of these technical terms here, these are things that we research because these are the areas where people get slammed and didn't even realize it was going to happen. So, you know, yeah, that's another strategy. Roth conversion is a big, big strategy. You know that the first thing I say is that it's not for everyone. But if you could at the very least know your numbers and what it looks like to convert or to not convert, that is the question. If you at least know your numbers, you can make some educated choices on whether you want to convert or not to convert. Now, a couple things about that.
Oh, I just got it. Little Shakespeare.
Yeah, little Shakespeare. Yeah. A couple things about that. If you are someone who is spending your RMD, then Roth conversion might not be for you. If you don't have any children or you're not concerned with the tax ramifications of who you leave the money to, most of us are concerned if it's our kids, right? If you're leaving it to charity, probably not a good idea to do a Roth conversion. The reality is you're going to see significant benefit from the Roth conversion if you're A, not spending that money, and now you're letting it grow still and you're paying taxes on the reinvestments, and B, not leaving, you're leaving most of it to your kids because that money is going to get added to your kids' income over a 10-year period rather than them having the rest of their life to take the RMD. So those are the areas where you can see high six-figure savings if you are going to convert. But again, I'm not doing this to throw bait in the water and say, hey, come in and talk about Roth conversion. No, come in and get your numbers and just understand your situation because I can't tell you how wonderful it feels. You know me, I can take a million and one things on my plate, but when one of them goes off, I feel great. I'm like, oh, it's one more thing I don't have to worry about.
I love checking things off a list.
Yeah, and that's basically what you do when you know what your numbers are. So it's just one of those things that retirement is really, it should be free. It should be worry-free, tax-free as much as possible. You know, we believe in a free retirement. So if anything, it'd be great if it was politic-free too.
Yeah.
I'm telling you all.
Oh, yeah.
This election coming up, I mean, we're in trouble in America, right? God, this country needs a hero, right? And everybody says, oh, it's Trump or oh, it's this, but no, it's way beyond the ability of one person in the office to fix everything that's going on. You know, you got the Social Security crisis that's going to rear its ugly head in 2034. We don't know what they're going to do about that. With all this uncertainty, the best thing you can do for yourself is just feel better about your situation because we tend to look at it right when we're retired at a 30,000 foot view. Well, oh, well, this person's doing this and now we have politics and this is going to affect my retirement. And, well, let's take a look at how it actually affects your retirement rather than worry about everything else that can't be controlled. You can control how you react. You can't control everybody else's action around you, right? But you can control your reaction. So very important to understand what your numbers look like, right? I just can't say that enough. And that's what we talk about in our workshops, which I think it's about that time that you tell us
absolutely
when those are.
Absolutely. Our upcoming workshops we have on May 15th. We partnered with the Financial Fiduciary Educators. That'll be at 11 a.m. at Lakes Regional Library off of Bass Road in Fort Myers here.
Oh, and that's so just a little background on that. Everybody knows that I'm a certified financial fiduciary. I put a lot of work into that. So now I'm a member of the National Association for Certified Financial Fiduciaries. And this is a great way, I think it's a great service they're doing to the community by having the Certified Financial Fiduciaries host this workshop. So it's really designed to be extremely educational. And that's what I'm excited about. I was looking over the course materials and just, wow, you know, a lot of great stuff in there. So come on in and sign up. It's free. No food, no
there's no hook.
Yeah.
But it'll be at, like I said, Lakes Regional Library. We're also having one on May 22nd at 11 a.m. And that's at the Cape Coral Regional Library. That's off Chiquita Boulevard.
Right next to Cape Coral High School.
Yes. Right? Oh, no. No.
Across from Cape Coral High School.
It's off Chiquita, Adam.
Oh, Chiquita. I'm thinking Santa Barbara. Yeah. No, there is something over there. That was the high school that we did that one at. Sorry. Sorry, everyone. It's off Chiquita. Okay.
It's off Chiquita. June 12th, we have our Lunch and Learn with Martha Wilson. She works with us at Evolution. She is our client service advisor. And that'll be at the Hilton Garden Inn starting at 11:30 a.m.
Can we just talk about that for a minute?
Absolutely.
So as a client service advisor, one of her roles that she has is making sure, you know, all of our families that have their cash, you know, we always talk about a sleep at night number for cash, right? Our family should have a certain amount of cash that helps them sleep fine at night. And it's different for everybody. It could be 100,000, could be 50,000, could be 200,000. But the general problem and challenge that these families face is, which bank do we trust? How does the banking world work, right? And Martha came from the banking world, so she's going to do a really good job, you know, kind of giving us some education on what that looks like, what you should be looking for. And the best part about it, folks, is she's not necessarily a very experienced speaker, and she's very nervous about this. So I'm looking forward to seeing how that goes. That's going to be interesting.
I think that it'll be fun, and I think that it'll be a different kind of setting than our normal lunch and learns. It'll be very quick. You know, she's open to answering any questions, yeah. Just helping you, you know, kind of figure out what a banker can do for you.
Right.
July 17th, we are doing an ice cream social and toy drive for the Children's Dream Fund. We partnered with them this year to sponsor a little girl, Sophia. She's 4 years old. She lives in Lehigh Acres. We sponsored her dream, which is to go to Disney World with her family. This is really near and dear to our hearts. So we ask that you come and bring a new toy and have some ice cream on us. This is located at our office. It'll be from 1 to 3 o'clock PM. And, you know, I'll be sending some things out, you know, just letting everyone know. But if you can stop by and bring, I'll send out a list of the toys and, everything else that's approved for them, but we'll have somebody here that's going to speak from the Children's Dream Fund. And of course, you know, everybody at the office will be here. It'll be a great
will
little event.
Will she be here, though? I couldn't remember.
I don't think she's going to be here. Okay. Just because I don't know.
Well, that's a lot of exposure.
Yeah, if she can.
Maybe we could zoom her in or something.
It'll be really nice to have this and be a part of the community a little bit more. I'm looking forward to it. And plus ice cream. Who doesn't love ice cream on a hot summer day in July?
You know, and we're working with another nonprofit as well that we're going to be talking about here. Bridging the Gap. You know, one of my very dear friends, Quentin Willis, and his wife, Char, and many of you might recognize the name Quentin Willis because he's a professional boxer in the area, him and his brother Marcus. And they've been, his father, Quentin's father, the Willis family's been a strong cornerstone of this community for a long time. And we're really looking forward to some of the things that they're doing for these young people. And it's just started with Quentin at the boxing gym after his training, talking to some of these kids that were there. And obviously some of these kids have a challenged, you know, living environment, challenged home environment. So this is their escape, and really looking forward to the things we're going to be doing for them as well. So just a lot of things going on in the community, which is what I love. You know, I'm sure we all love it on the team here, but me especially, it's just, it's nice to give back when you know, I'd be the guy if I were famous that would stop and sign everything for everyone, you know,
Oh, yeah. So,
and take selfies. So it's just something that I want to make sure that we give back. That's not my ego. It's just, if we have an attempt to make a difference in someone's lives, something as simple as, you know, a shout out on the air here, or just, you know, being involved in whatever the event is, we're really looking forward to that. And, you know, the other thing that I wanted to touch on was the fact that, just very grateful for the team and our growth here. We've got some big things coming up for the families, our families that are listening to this. We've taken a lot of steps, not just to go in the correct direction, but to also invest in you. So we have some things coming up that you should be very excited about, some opportunities. And of course, we couldn't do this without you. So we wanted to show you how much we appreciate you. We've got some things coming up that are really going to change the game for us here, and also for you. And you're going to all participate in that success. So really excited about that. Wanted to talk about that. And I think we're almost out of time. Lauren, you got anything else you want to add?
We're Evolution Retirement Services. Feel free to call 239-771-8696. Shoot us an email, lauren@evoretire.com. Check out our website. It is up and running, and it is beautiful.
Yeah, it is. You did a great job. You did a great job.
You know, give me some feedback, good or bad.
I miss my caricatures a little bit.
I know
bit,
you
though.
Do. Yeah,
but you're right. It's not a comic book.
Check it out. Let me know what you guys think. EvolutionRetirementServices.com. Feel free to schedule a call with us. You know, every call, every meeting is complimentary. You know, come on in. If you have questions, we're here for you.
And we're coming up on episode 50, right?
We are. 49. Episode 50.
So I've got a little surprise for you. I've been making some phone calls, and I'm pretty sure, I'm not 100% sure, but I'm pretty sure we're going to have a very special guest for episode 50, and kind of somebody that's really going to help our families and kind of just jump off of what we're already doing, but it's somebody that's been doing it for a lot longer. So don't want to say anything just in case, but if he's not here, then it's just, you still get Lauren and I, and we all know the entertainment value we bring to the table, right, Lauren?
So oh, yeah. You go.
Yeah. So what's going on in life? Anything
don't even start.
Oh, come on. I'm just curious.
Devin and I have been boating on the weekends.
Yeah.
With the dogs and having a great time. There is no ring yet.
Well, what I was going to ask is, how cool would it be if he, like, you know, if he just kind of planted like a fish on the line before you started, and then you pull in the fish and then you pull the hook out, Adam, and it's like a diamond ring attached.
I'm going to get Amber in here to take care of this.
Well, I want to share some exciting news on our front. You know, for those of you that don't know, my son Maverick has had a real big challenge with speech and being able to kind of talk. He's 3 years old now, and he has been a talking machine, still not putting a lot of sentences together, but definitely a big difference from where he was. So, you know, selfishly, it's what we've been praying for. So we're all happy about that. And my daughter Amelia is home from Ringling for the summer, from Ringling College of Art and Design. I'm actually taking her to see Hamilton on Sunday because she's always wanted to see it, and her birthday's in June. So happy birthday, Amelia. Yeah, so it's been a really interesting week in the Bruno household. It's been great to have everybody back together. And of course, guess what, Lauren? I'm going to Disney next week.
Oh, surprise, surprise.
It's going to be great. We're staying at the Boardwalk. I've got our
dinner reservations. Ooh, I love the Boardwalk.
I know. I love it, right?
I love the Boardwalk.
And I've got our dinner reservations all picked out. Oh, you know, it's going to be nice.
Good for you guys.
Yeah, we're eating dinner with Chip and Dale one night. You know, they're my favorite. Well, they're not my favorite. Scrooge is my favorite.
I was going to say, Scrooge is your favorite.
Scrooge is my favorite, you know. Anyway, so that'll wrap us up here. You know what? If you're listening, I know we had some questions come across the email this week. A lot of them were related to Irma. If we didn't get to your questions, we try to build the show around the amount of questions that we get the most. Irma was a big thing, especially at this time of year. It becomes a big thing. So we'll try and get to that next time. But you know what? If you have emailed us questions, why don't you shoot us an email just letting us know how your life's going? That'd be great. Love to hear from all of you, see how it's going. This is one of the best ways we can reach out to our families with. So it's kind of a way we like to keep them updated. And Lauren and I are going to go do some birthday videos right
Woo!
Now. We're looking forward to that. All right, y'all. Until we see you, God bless all of you. Stay safe, stay educated, and we'll see you soon.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye now.
Investment advisory services are offered through Evolution Wealth Management Incorporated, an investment advisor registered with the state of Florida. Registration does not imply any level of skill or training. Evolution Wealth Management's unique CRD number is 307-644. You can obtain a copy of Evolution Wealth Management's firm brochure, Form ADV Part 2A, free of charge by visiting advisorinfo.sec.gov. Evolution Wealth Management offers investment advisory services only, where it is appropriately registered or exempt from registration, and only after clients have entered into an investment advisory agreement confirming the terms of engagement and have been provided a copy of the firm's ADV Part 2A. Insurance services are provided by Evolution Retirement Services. Any guarantees mentioned are backed by the financial strength and claims paying ability of the issuing insurance company and may be subject to restrictions, limitations, or early withdrawal fees, which vary by the issuer. They do not refer in any way to securities or investment advisory products. You should consider the charges, risks, expense, and investment objectives carefully before entering a contract. This material has been prepared for informational purposes only and should not be construed as a solicitation to affect or attempt to affect either transactions in securities or the rendering of personalized investment advice. This material is not intended to provide and should not be relied on for tax, legal, accounting, or other financial advice. Evolution Wealth Management and Evolution Retirement Services do not provide tax, legal, or accounting advice. You should consult your own tax, legal, and accounting advisors before engaging in any transaction. Evolution Wealth Management and Evolution Retirement Services are affiliated entities.